The misguided would-be prophet. One particular matter was brought to her attention in October. A nurse at Boulder Sanitarium, a faithful and devoted young woman, felt impressed that the Lord had bestowed on her the gift of prophecy. It all began with a dream she had, followed by other dreams and visions. She declared that the Lord had given her positive evidence that she was called to take Sister White's place, that she would receive a telegram stating that Sister White was dead and that before her death, Sister White would write her that she was to be laid away and that the Lord had revealed to Sister White that she was to assume the mantle of the Lord's messenger, F. M. Wilcox to WCW, October 14, 1907. There was some excitement among the sanitarium personnel, and there was some speculation as to whether or not her claims were really true. Among other points, she affirmed that the Lord instructed her as to how she should comb her hair, and put her to the test as to whether she would give up different things for his sake, etc., Ibid. Not knowing to what proportions this might grow, Elder Wilcox, the business manager, felt Ellen White should know of what they were meeting. On October 23, she wrote, "Dear Brother Wilcox, I received and read your recent letter. Regarding the sister who thinks that she has been chosen to fill the position that Sister White has occupied, I have this to say: she may be honest, but she is certainly deceived.